As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our guy Georgie with our 3 o'clock theme song. You can follow him on social media, Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK. And you hear his Hawk and Crowder theme song every day around 3 o'clock when we start the 3 o'clock hour. Very rainy in South Florida. Crowder just sent a text. Does rain affect Wi-Fi? He's having trouble connecting via his rainy Wi-Fi. Someone texted in that it's hailing in Deerfield Beach. So there's some nasty weather out there. So be safe if you're out driving or out and about in the rain. There are some prop bets. I was talking about Matt Mervis props for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And I have not been able to find those on the Hard Rock Bet app. I'm sure on an offshore site or something, you can probably find that. I know Rob Pizzola can pretty much bet anything that he wants. So if he wanted to bet Matt Mervis for or against a home run. I don't know when Matt Mervis will make his debut for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Jimmy, can you call them? Can you call the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, find out when Matt Mervis is making his debut? No? All right. Yeah. Can you do that? Just look up their number, call them and say, can I talk with personnel? And then just ask if you can know when Matt Mervis will be making his debut for the Jumbo Shrimp.
I mean, I can check for you right now. I'm on Twitter.
No, I found a number, actually.
I'd prefer you call them. Because you can't always trust the internet. But when you talk to a human, you know, just ask for can I speak with the manager of the team? Say that. And if they say no, then say, is there a personnel department or something?
The phone number, front office staff, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. We've got Jimmy calling the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Find out when Merv is going to make his debut here.
Oh, I missed this.
Yeah. Jimmy, can you turn your microphone on? I want to hear you talking. You know the skipper's name, Jimmy? Just say, can I speak with whoever the manager is, please? Almost like you're calling a restaurant.
What are they asking you, Jimmy?
It's like about like buying season tickets or having your
group. All right, buy season tickets, because that'll probably get you a live operator. So press, I want to buy season tickets.
Or go zero, go operator. Zero?
You have a credit card, Jimmy?
It might cost us something, huh?
No, might cost Jimmy something. I'm not paying him back for this crap. I already lost so much money on Mervis. I'm not buying Jumbo Shrimp season tickets.
I thought we'd make it a ride up. I can call Fred Taylor. He might be able to get us some tickets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Of course. We lean on Fred. The guy's the king of Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah. He owns the soccer team up there or something crazy.
What happened, Jimmy? You just hung up. What happened?
No one.
That what?
No, I just had me on hold for too long, so I just hung up.
You were busy, were you? this segment goes till like 3:20. Were you busy? What were you doing?
We got big plans, huh?
He shorted out in the rain like your Wi-Fi. You just bailed? That was it?
I bailed.
My God. I just petered out and just hung up. Well, now we're never going to know when Mervis is going to play for the Jumbo Shrimp.
He hates that.
But you'd think he'd get better at it. He's actually getting worse at it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, after a few times, you'd think that he might start leaning into the bit or whatever, but that was genuine. He just petered out there, hung up the phone, and just. But you're delighted, though, Jimmy, right? That the phone is out of your hand, even though it killed the bit, you're delighted that you no longer have to talk to the person on the phone.
I am thrilled.
And Jimmy, what language did you speak when Hawk asked you the first question? Because you said,
that was just grunting. That was, was literal grunting.
Well, he was thinking about lying. You could tell, like, he was trying to think of a lie, but he couldn't.
Gibberish. That's the language I was speaking. I was speaking gibberish.
Why use lot words when. That was excellent. Well, there are props. I saw on Bet Online, leading goal scorer for the Stanley Cup final, Leon Draisaitl is the favorite at +275. Connor McDavid +500. Sam Reinhart +750. Matthew Tkachuk +800. Barkov +1,000. Let's see here. Most points in the series. Connor McDavid, the favorite, +125. Draisaitl +275. Then Barkov, Tkachuk. And this one's fun. Player with the most penalty minutes. Would you like to guess who the odds-on favorite is for that?
Tkachuk.
Brad Marchand.
Oh, yeah. Now we got somebody nastier than Tkachuk. That's now. Right. I forgot.
Marchand is 2-1 to have most penalty minutes. Nico Mikkola, 4-1. Tkachuk, 5-1. Bennett, 6-1. Ekblad, 7-1. Etu Loskarinen, 10-1. And then you finally get to an Edmonton Oiler, Corey Perry, at 12-1.
We got action, Jack. We about to win this thing.
That's our kind of series right there.
Yeah. Do y'all hate Connor McDavid like I do? It's weird. I dislike him.
Ooh. I don't hate him, but because you're watching greatness, it's like Michael. Like I here's what makes me very nervous about the series, and I made this point last week. For me, this is like Michael Jordan getting to an NBA Finals last season, not winning, getting back the next season, and saying, "I ain't going home a loser on this one." I don't know what it's going to take from me. I don't care how it's going to get done, but I'm Michael Bleepin' Jordan, and yeah. Connor McDavid's got that.
Draisaitl, he scores, and I'm impressed. Damn, what's a big boy that I love? Ovechkin. I love him. He scores, I get excited. When I see Connor McDavid's face, not even play hockey, just see his little image, I don't enjoy looking at his face. Because he's so damn good, I dislike him because he's always in our way.
Hawk, you remember the Bad Boys Pistons team? They won two titles. I think it was 89-90 or maybe it was 88-89. But they defeated, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were there for it. I'm just going off of what I remember reading about it. They defeated Jordan and the Bulls three consecutive years in some series in the East. So whether it was a conference finals or Eastern Conference finals, three consecutive years, they beat Michael Jordan before he was finally able to get over the mountaintop of the Bad Boys Pistons. Maybe this Panthers team.
You noticed that, Jimmy? After all the beating you just took, you heard Aver. I saw Jimmy. Jimmy was beaming when you said Aver. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. You can throw it right back at him, Jimmy, because he gave it to you hard there just a couple minutes ago. Mm-hmm.
Avers, really?
Yeah, still better than whatever the hell you mustered up when Hawk asked you a question, Jack. I'll mispronounce as many
words.
Good
point, Jimmy. Jimmy, at least that almost sounded like a word.
Very true.
Spugata putata sema.
It was like hell.
I was speaking Star Wars.
Jimmy, what did that say?
I started to get legitimately nervous that he was shorting out. I thought, oh my God, he's really shorting out here. And I was like R2-D2 running out of batteries.
Chick-a-pay in the wind.
It was the Kendrick Lamar
Detroit
line.
Famously did the Jordan rules.
Yeah, Ron Rothstein, like, Coach Ron. Yeah.
So, yeah, I you know, again, I think the Panthers are more talented, deeper than Edmonton. But Edmonton, with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, I mean, you're facing, and again, it was 3-3 last season. They're the favorites. Edmonton's the favorites to win the series. This is not going to be easy, man. I'm nervous of Connor McDavid. I'm nervous.
I hate him. If I see him at Sawgrass Mall, me and Solana are going to go together. We're going to jump him.
Yeah, I don't know how that would go for you, first of all. And I know Solana's not going to that mall, so I don't know.
If he doesn't go to the mall, which he probably won't, and he's not going to help me in this fight, yeah, I might get beat up, but I'll take my whooping.
Somehow the odds of me fighting Connor McDavid are higher than me going to Sawgrass Mills Mall.
It's possible that Solana will sound like Jimmy after his run-in with Connor McDavid. Beep, bop, boop, beep, beep,
bop.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Just reminds me of the Kendrick Lamar line. Bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. I want to give that, by the way, to DBJ. I wanted to write that down. I wanted to bring it to your attention. I don't know if that's what it is, but bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'd like to give him exactly yes. what Jimmy said, though. I'd like to run back what Jimmy said.
Pull that up, because I need to hear that again. That was genius.
That was unbelievable. Were you trying to formulate words, Jimmy, or were you just trying to make sounds?
I was trying to make words, but it didn't come out that way.
Funny. DBJ called me yesterday. He was at a funeral, and a bunch of people came up to him, tell him how they loved the lines. He's like, I was delighted.
That's cool. I got some lines written down. I drove to Tampa and back this weekend with Ava with the AAU. I actually got a story. I became Eduardo Solana at a basketball game this weekend. They were about to kick me out of the gym. I don't know if it's the emotions from my dad, but I wasn't going to get out yelled this weekend. And some people were there yelling, and I went to yelling, and we went to arguing. And the little girls, they're 12 years old. They're looking over at us in the stands.
Well, what were they yelling? They were yelling for their kids, and then you wanted to out-yell for your kid?
Huck, I yell for our girls. Let's go, Miracles. There are Miramar Miracles. My girl Kate, my girl Ollie, my girl Anaya, Ava. I know all the girls' names, and whenever they make a play, I yell for them. Then they started yelling when our girls were on the foul line, and then they started yelling at the refs when we got fouls called. And it started because I think Kate went up, and they called a foul, and they were like, that's not a foul. And I was like, that's a foul. And then they said, that's not a foul. That is a foul. You're not going to just disagree with me and me be quiet. So now we're just staring at each other in the face, and we're on a three-tier little bench. Like, we're sitting 10 feet away from each other. So you get louder, I get louder. I get louder, you get louder. And we just start screaming at each other, and the little girl started looking over at us. I wasn't very proud of it, but I wasn't going to let them better me. And I don't know where it came from.
We'll chalk it up to the emotion of losing your father.
I never felt that way before until now. You're going to yell at me, I'm going to yell at you. You're
I feel that way all the time. I just suppress it.
That's a foul. Good foul. That wasn't a foul. That is a foul. That wasn't a, I'm like, what am I? I need the gym.
That's not a foul. That's a foul. It's not a foul. Yeah, it is a foul.
I knew something. We're walking out of the gym. Asia's like peeking at me out the corner of her eye like, are you okay? That was a foul, Asia. What? What are you talking about?
Sportsmanship. Pass it on. Let's give that to DBJ.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I touched the ball before it went out, coach. It's their ball. Alex, it's smacked. The championship game.
I would have smacked that boy in the back of the head if I was on that
the
team.
Dumbest
Josie
commercial,
will come
man.
In. Sportsmanship. Pass it on. That'd be funny.
Hey, Alex. Good call.
Good call.
I always thought that was Frank Haith. Is it Frank Haith or Frank Heath? The former Canes basketball coach.
Are you asking if that's really him in the commercial?
I just always thought it was. And I don't know if it is or not, but I always thought
not,
it was.
But it is Haith. It's Haith. Yeah.
You can pick Frank Haith up off a line of
yeah,
people?
I think I can.
I don't know what he looks like. I know his name.
By the way, Crowder, until you drive through the middle of a soccer game after being kicked out with your Lexus while smoking a heater and window down honking at the referee, you still have a ways to go before you're on Eduardo-level
and
debauchery.
Not have any of the self-reflection that you had afterwards where None. You're like, I'm not proud of my behavior and I wonder if that was due to losing my father and the emotions overwhelming. Eduardo still doesn't think he did anything wrong.
You're in the car, no music on. I'm looking in the rearview at Ava, see if she's embarrassed. Like, I'm like, why am I arguing with these people from Treasure Coast?
Right.
Who gives a damn about this foul call?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'll regret bringing this up because I know it's just going to open up a lot of area for you guys to make fun of me.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But on Sunday morning, my father came to watch me in the final of a pickleball tournament. And he literally left in the middle of the tournament to go smoke a heater, came back, and was genuinely upset that I had won a match going into the final because it meant he had to stay longer. And and then he started rooting against me. He was my own dad.
Imagine how he felt though. You were wearing tights. I saw the picture. I mean, he couldn't.
Alana, that's embarrassing stuff. What you're putting out on social media.
I told you though, my dad. I was so bad at basketball. My dad was such a competitor, and I just didn't care. I just wanted everyone to be friendly, and that he would. I would look at halftime, and he was gone. Like, he just couldn't stick around to watch me. I remember, like, the second half of most games, I would always be thinking, I wonder how I'm getting home.
But, Hawk, how old were you at this moment?
Old enough. I don't know. Old enough to know that I wasn't going to do that. I would probably be middle school, maybe. Middle school.
12, yeah. 13.
Yeah.
Think about going to tell your dad as a 30-year-old, come watch me play a pickleball game.
But that's not what's happening. My dad's not taking me home, buying a Capri Sun, and patting me on the back and going, good try, son. Like, my dad just, he has nothing better to do. I told him, yeah, I'm playing in this tournament. He came out and he watched me. He's a member at the community already. Like,
you sending out a group text for your pickleball tournament?
No, my parents are members of that same gym. Of that community. It's at the Alper JCC. So they know when there's tournaments. They know I play in the tournaments.
So the picture you posted over the weekend on the podium.
Yeah, first place. Just call me champ, by the way.
Was at the JCC that your dad plays at?
Actually, I brought my first place medal, actually. Just call me champ.
All right.
You got your little paddling.
That looks good on you.
You see what it says there?
So you had
first place.
I'm guessing your fiance was out there as well.
A little bit, but she, just not her scene.
Yeah, had a little rooting section there at the JCC for your paddleball tournament.
I did. It was cool. Yeah, at the Dink Club. The Dink Club and the JCC have partnered up. There's some phenomenal courts out there. And they throw tournaments pretty big, actually, in the pickleball community down here in South Florida. Despite you two trying to make a mockery of it. Really cool community out there. And, yeah, just call me Chan. Just call me Chan.
So your wife's not a fan of middle-aged pickleball?
Pretty competitive out there,
the Crowder.
Big
club.
Hey, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
It's funny. Yeah. You say it's pretty competitive, but I really studied the other people on the podium.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying this was not exactly Mr. Olympiad, if you will. This was this podium.
Right don't now. Do that. Come on.
This podium was not exactly, how do you say it?
Well, you don't have to be Usain Bolt to be a good pickleball player. You don't have to be LeBron James. To have a
you need to look like an athlete,
high-rated duper in pickleball. You just don't. Crowder, don't be mad that I won more pickleball games over the weekend than you won with your entire tenure in the NFL.
This is my favorite picture from the weekend, though. That's the podium I want to be on. Jimmy got a little ice cream at the Marlins game. How was that ice cream?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all were weird.
Yeah, just a couple guys at a baseball game. That's pretty weird, huh? Huh, Crowder?
Eating ice cream together?
Well, I didn't eat ice cream, but it is
no,
funny.
I've
that-
never just, hey, let's, hey, T, let's hang out, T. We'll go get some ice cream, me and you.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
I like meeting my friends for ice cream.
You go to diners and get pie.
The best.
You're weird,
that's
too.
The best.
It is funny, though, because I bought my nephew, 4 years old, I bought him an ice cream. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy, 30 seconds later, shows up with the exact same ice cream that I bought my nephew.
Did Solana pay you back for the ice cream?
No, I paid for my own ice cream.
You paid for your own ice cream and you paid for your own ticket?
Yes.
The runner-up was a killer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Don't do that, man. You guys are wrong, bro. You guys are just wrong.
Oh, you beat them in the championship?
Man.
Yeah, they were moving.
It was a grind.
They were moving fast.
It was a grind.
I bet, yeah. Some knee braces.
Literally grinding pasta.
Knee braces and Lululemon.
Literally. But yeah, the tights, the compression shorts.
That helped.
They help my knees. They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. How many pickleball tournaments have you guys won? I don't think any.
None. I'm a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I have testosterone through my system. You should go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and you can get out of pickleball and do something productive.
Curious that pickleball happened.
Look at that.
They can inject the pickleball right out of you.
I'm telling you, man. Like, get some testosterone in you at pickleball to leave.
I'm like Rafa Nadal. I bite my trophy. Look at that.
You can just see how, like, insufferable he would be getting ready for the tournament, you know, telling Valentina, like just quiet. I got to get into game mode. He puts on the compression shorts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could just see how insufferable. He's probably carbo loading in the morning. Like,
carbo-loading.
Oh, I'm telling you, I need a pound of pasta right now. And she's like, rubbing the sleep out of her eyes. Like, you can just see he's like, this was his Super Bowl.
You guys seen the picture of LeBron in the locker room reading Malcolm X? That's me.
Drinking muscle milk. No, you're at the Dink Club. What are you talking about?
1v1 me then. 1v1, you wouldn't score a point on me. You wouldn't score a point. 1v1.
No, you can't wear compression sleeves though, because you know that's too much of an advantage.
Should I do headlines?
Yeah, let's knock through headlines. All right.
So we have the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals are set. Congratulations to Sasha Barkov, who wins his third Selke trophy that goes to the best defensive forward in the NHL. Pacers did beat the Knicks, and the NBA Finals begin Thursday. Game one is at 8:30 p.m. in Oklahoma City. They have home court advantage. Oilers have home ice advantage, so that's Wednesday at 8 p.m., game one.
By the way, the NBA draft is coming up at the end of the month. The Heat have the 20th pick. Fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. And there's going to be tons of activities and shots on the court and photo ops and appearances by Heat legends. And there will be live entertainment from Heat talent. It's going to be a fun, festive atmosphere. If you want to go, you should RSVP. Go to heat.com/draft party. Heat.com/draft party.
And I haven't been on in a while, and I didn't hear y'all talk about it, because I brought it up earlier. like, is it? OKC, I think, is going to run the Pacers off the court. I don't want to sound like a Shannon Sharp, but Pacers, Glazers, Tasers, Waivers, OKC in five. Like, I think OKC is about to wear their ass out. y'all feel the same way?
I do. What is the line on the series, Solana? Do you know?
I have not checked.
I feel like it would be like gigantically in favor of OKC. I haven't heard one person say the Pacers are going to win this series.
I just don't see how they can beat. I can't see the Pacers beating because OKC, they're young, they run, and they're big.
Well, guess what the line is for game one? Game one is Thursday in OKC. Guess the line.
OKC minus nine?
Nine. That's an unbelievably big line for an NBA Finals game.
It is, but I just don't. The Pacers. Like, person for person, where Jalen Brunson, oh, yeah, he's really good. Okay, and then we have the MVP on the other side handling the ball. It's Miles Turner versus Chet Holmgren, Jay Will. The big, and you know, Solana, I always give you credit where credit's due. That damn Harkenstein can play some basketball. Like, I think they're just loaded, man. Like, OKC is a hell of a team. I don't think the Pacers have a chance.
So you can actually look up how many games the series will be at. Under 5.5. So under 6 games. OKC wins in 5 is at minus 135. 5 or 4.
Well, I see the series line. You know what the series line is? On the Hard Rock app, OKC is minus 700 to win the series.
Well, I'm not sneaking up on anybody with this one.
Pacers, Glazers, Blazers, Blazers.
Waivers.
OKC SGA is minus 600 to win Finals MVP. Tyrese Halliburton is plus 700. So yeah. If you do think Pascal Siakam, that's a funny bet, plus 1600. Be funny if the Pacers do win the series and Pascal Siakam wins Finals MVP.
Hustle Man is not getting through that paint with them two big boys in there.
I think the play here is you can bet Oklahoma City versus Indiana Pacers, correct series score, OKC. 4-1 to win the series is plus 250.
Gentlemen sweep.
Yeah, OKC sweeping is plus 260. OKC in 6, 4-2, is plus 450. And then OKC 4-3 in game 7 is plus 500. I think this is going to be a gentleman sweep. I think OKC wins the first 3.
I don't think it's the worst bet in the world. If you do think OKC is going to run away with it, I don't think it's the worst bet in the world to bet them to win 4-0 and 4-1 at plus 260 and plus 250.
Let me see. I'm going on right now. I can't see it.
I'm going to put it in right Jack. Now. I got him in 5.
Crazier things have happened in finals, so let's not.
It has, guys. And
let's not call it like it's done.
I had a lot of time on my hands these last 2 weeks, so my little bankroll got up.
Is it up?
It's up. Yeah.
For you.
OKC, and then betting Carl Anthony Towns unders. I just don't like him. he's going to let you down.
Why are we doing this, though, with the Pacers? Every series, we're like, nah, they're not that good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's not just crown the ass. let's watch this series play out. But I do feel that way. OKC didn't have any problems at all in the postseason, did they?
Well, they went to 7.
Series?
They went to 7 with Denver.
It did go to 7. Okay. Yeah.
But I think we would all agree that was the toughest team.
That was the toughest matchup.
Yeah.
And just the talent for talent, watching every game, really like OKC can walk away. Then when SGA sits down, that little weird-looking boy, Jay Will, now he handles the ball. They always have a big man in the paint. Like, I was watching OKC, you're like, damn, this is a hell of a team. I didn't watch them through the year. I knew they had a great record. Watching them in the playoffs, yeah, this team, they about to whoop the Pacers' tail.
It's like what we said entering the playoffs. Sometimes a team gives you a large enough sample size. They had the most wins by double digits, like I think ever throughout a regular season and a playoffs. Their point differential was the highest ever, or like second highest ever. I mean, sometimes it's just that obvious. It's staring at you in the face. This team is the best team in the NBA, bar none. They just are.
Yeah. They had Rudy Gobert. He shortened his career by 2 years trying to run around with Chet Holmgren. And now it's Miles Turner. Miles Turner don't know what the hell's going on.
Canes baseball plays a must-win tonight against Southern Miss at 9 p.m. And Inter Miami won over the weekend. Marlins open up a 3-game set versus the Colorado Rockies. 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch. If you're going there, be careful because there is severe weather alerts all across South Florida. Seriously, it's raining pretty much all throughout Dade County. I know Broward County and West Palm are going through it as well, the entire tri-state area. That is your weather, sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mitchell Trubisky, if you are listening, would you like to meet me at Flanagan's tonight on Federal Highway in Boca?
Hawk and Crowder.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was telling Jimmy during the commercial break, I'm like, that may have been my favorite segment that you've ever done before. And we like when Jimmy makes the phone calls or attempts to make phone calls. He, for whatever reason, he gets very nervous speaking on the phone to people. So I'm telling Jimmy during the commercial break, that was my favorite segment you've ever done because you legitimately got crazed. And he said, you should have seen me on, you know, like oral presentation day at school. And isn't it funny, though, Jimmy, that you went into broadcasting? You know what I mean? Like, you're talking to thousands of people right now, and that you would probably say, like, obviously, you don't like public speaking, correct?
Correct.
So what was it like for you in school when you had to give a book report or you had to do a presentation in front of the class?
Oh, I would BS it.
But was it nightmare for you? Was it like nightmare fuel for you where you just, like, you would not sleep the night before? And you'd get up there and you'd stammer and in your words and you'd be just a, you know, like a puddle of sweat? Or were you able to get through it, but in your head you were like, oh, I can't stand doing that?
Yeah, yeah. I would like stutter a lot during the presentation. It was just a nightmare.
What? But you would think about it like the night before? Would you have, like, if you knew you had a presentation the next day? Isn't it funny, though, that you went into radio?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Even though it's not, that's hilarious.
Even though that's not my degree.
What was your degree in?
Sports administration.
Yeah. You're administering something around the world of sports here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could look it up. The fear of public speaking is one of the biggest fears in the world.
I believe it is the biggest fear in the world.
Obviously, yourself, Hawk, and me. Solana, who I don't know how he does it because he just BS's his way through everything. But, like, it's a thing, man. Like, I know a bunch of people that I know that can talk very well in groups of three or four. I talk about it with Ricky Williams. With us just sitting in the living room, Ricky Williams will tell stories, laugh, he'll be the center of the party with five people around. Get 10 or 15 people in front of him, and that anxiety kicks in and all that crap, and it's crazy, man. It's weird for me, obviously. I don't give a damn. I'm going to say what I want to say. But it's like, yeah, that fear of speaking is something else, Jimmy. So we're going to still make fun of you, but we understand it.
We get it. There are titans of industry, Jimmy, titans of industry who have, you know, billion-dollar budgets that they administer who will tell you they will avoid public speaking at all costs. Like, I do believe it is the most common fear amongst adults and, I guess, children as well, speaking in front of big groups.
You just have to think that you're just talking to whoever you're talking to. Whoever the hell's listening, like Hawk just said it, which Hawk, when you said it, I said, don't say that. Jimmy, there's tens of thousands of people listening to you right now. That's going to scare him.
But the funny thing is,
big man.
He climbs up just on the one-on-one phone call. He's more nervous on the phone call than talking on the radio. That's an interesting dynamic to me. I think you might get more nervous about the one-on-one conversation than the group conversation.
Unless it's somebody I know.
Right.
Then I'm okay.
But I wonder why you get clammed up when it's just, I mean, because the person that you're calling at the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, like, you're never going to talk to them in the rest of your life. They're not going to know who you are. It's like the most anonymous thing. It is interesting, though.
Yeah, they probably hung up and, like, what a weirdo.
But they'll never give it, like, they won't give it a second thought. You remember when we had Falero as the executive producer and you wanted him to order the triple pepperoni pizza? He was embarrassed that he had to order a triple pepperoni pizza. So he just ordered a pepperoni pizza because he didn't want to be the guy on the phone with the pizza guy going triple pepperoni.
And, great segment.
We gave him holy hell on that. Like, gave him holy hell. But he really, like, and it was weird to me because, like, you're never going to see that. Also, that guy makes more money getting three orders of pepperoni on one za rather than one pepperoni. Like, they're probably thrilled to get a triple pepperoni.
Helping you out,
Jimmy. Every time you speak to anybody on the phone, anytime you turn on your microphone, I'm giving you permission to picture me naked.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's going to ruin it
don't
for
do
everybody.
That. That's I mean, not. That's uncomfortable.
Up. No one wants to. You thought, no one
thought that was going to help?
No one wants to picture that. Terrible idea. 4 o'clock it's, hour.
You know
is
what?
Coming
Hawk,
up.
You know what he's trying to do. I've heard this spiel. When you're speaking in front of a big group, you're supposed to picture them as naked.
Yeah.
So that now they're vulnerable, so you don't have to be vulnerable. Like Solana, I don't think
no, that's
you
a,
really
that's
understand.
a common trick is to picture everyone naked. You're not supposed to picture one of your random friends naked, though, who might be there or might not.
Like, y'all in a room by yourself, yeah. Y'all are together. Mm-hmm. Like that's not the angle.
Go ahead, Jimmy. If it's gonna help you, I'll send you pictures if you want. It'll help you.
Right? Maybe you're not visual. Maybe you don't have that creative gene, and so you actually need some nude pics of Solana. So maybe that actually might help Solana.
No,
I'll be traumatized.
That can't be as disturbing as the picture with him in the tights.
As a big fan of HR, I have to go against this narrative.
Anyway, 4 o'clock hour's coming up. We'll get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour, give you a little road to a repeat, and we'll have a little fun. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog, here.
Hawk and Crowder.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.